ABC Radio Australia.
Australia's foreign minister got caught up in a verbal scrum over rugby funding during a visit to Samoa. During a press conference with Prime Minister Lauli Alemaliatoa Politeivau Fosi Schmidt, Penny Wong was asked about his refusal to sign off on a $150 million Australian funding package for Pacific Rugby. He didn't appreciate the line of questioning, and the reporter involved was forced to leave. The ABC's Samoa reporter Adele Fruin has the details.
By cultural standards, Samoa's Prime Minister deemed the exchange between a local reporter disrespectful.
There was certain aid to the Samoa workers. He's been held up by the Prime Minister. And the reason that he's been given, or he has given, is because there are questionable issues inside the rugby union that involves the chairman, who also happens to be the leader of the opposition. But the leader of the opposition is claiming that the Prime Minister is playing politics with your money.
Mataitlinga Biosior from Newsline Samoa wanted to know what Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong thought of the situation.
Were you aware that by giving the money to the government, you expose your aid to the politics, internal politics or domestic politics of a country?
But Ms. Wong, a seasoned politician used to performing on the international stage, wasn't going to be drawn in.
Well, first I'd say, as a guest in your country, I'm not going to get involved in your domestic politics.
The reporter responded by saying, you're copping out.
No, I'm going to respond to the things that I think are important for me to respond to as Australia's Foreign Minister. The second point I would make to you is that we are awaiting a collective application for more rugby union funding from not just Samoa, but from, I think it's Tonga and, is it Fiji? I think yes, Fiji, yeah. Which I've already spoken to Prime Minister Rambuka about. And when we receive that, we will look at that.
But the repeated interruptions and its tone appeared to upset Prime Minister Lauli Alemaliatoa Politeivau Fosi Schmidt, whose jovial demeanour turned stone-faced. He's the reason a $150 million Australian funding package for Pacific Rugby Development is being held up. Announced last year, the money is to be divided between Fiji, Tonga and Samoa, but the Prime Minister is yet to give his approval. That's because his long-time rival, current opposition leader and former Prime Minister, Sulaepa Dr. Sailele Malilengaoi, is the chairman of the Lakapi Samoa board, and Lauli Alemaliatoa wants him gone. At the press conference, he told Ms. Wong rugby in Samoa had become politicised and it needed to be cleaned up.
Rugby is a game that we really important to us, but somehow it's been politicised. And that is where we're coming in to clear out all the politicians inside our rugby union, first and foremost. We want the rugby to leave to the hands of the players and the people that loves the rugby the most. At this stage, our rugby is very in poor condition. We are in the level that Samoa never been before. Because of what? Because of management. So your assistance is much appreciated to develop our rugby again. So leave it to us. I will make sure I'll sign if everything is sorted out for me. So in a way, no more politics inside rugby.
That didn't satisfy Mr. Sior, though. And as he tried to ask follow-up questions, things got tense. He was approached by a police officer. They argued and the reporter was forced to leave. But before exiting, he slammed a chair loudly while the press conference continued. It's not the first time a reporter has been told to leave a government press conference. The Prime Minister has banned all reporters and photographers from the Samoa Observer newspaper from attending government press conferences and events. That remained the case during Foreign Minister Wong's visit. At the end of the press conference, Lauli tried to change the tone.
I apologize. Honourable Minister, for the media personnel here. You see now importance of a rugby here. Everybody's arguing about the rugby. But We'll sort it out and we'll advise you.
As the politicians got up to leave, he let loose a final barb. In Samoan, he said, "Tell that guy to go shower. Comb his hair. He's too noisy."
And that is Adele Fruin with that report.